This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now, back to Frank Cusimano from the McBride & Son Home Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Winning Streak listener line is open, 855-282-8255. Speaking of Winning Streak, we are celebrating our 70th anniversary today at News Channel 5. A huge party for lunch, and they are giving out these incredible jackets to all Channel 5 employees and like former employees. Everybody's coming back to everybody from Karen Foss to Mike Owens and some of the greats of the past, which made that a dominating station. And Winning Streak was commissioned to make the jackets. And we got them, some of us got them last night. And I went to Art Holliday, who's been at the station for 32 years now. I said, Art, in all of your years here, where do you think this garment ranks from all the other stuff you've gotten from all those other manufacturers? And he said, without question, it is the finest. So if you're looking for gear for your office, for your team, for your college, high school, anything, Winning Streak. Go to their website. They will take great care of you. The service is spectacular, and they come out with a tremendous product. They really do. All right. If you'd like to be a part of the program, Lines of Choice text line, 855-282-8255. Anything interesting there?
We got a couple of suggestions for best sibling basketball players. We have the Wilkins brothers, Dominique and
Gerald. Tennessee Chattanooga.
The Grant brothers, Horace and Harvey.
They're very solid.
Mark and Pau Gasol. And do the Kardashian sisters qualify? Not sure. I can't finish that.
Now, the Kardashians, one of them dated Lamar Odom.
Yes.
The other one, Reggie Bush. Any other basketball players? Let's see.
Wasn't James Harden mixed in there at one point?
Really? I would think James Harden would be too smart for that.
Jacket? Did someone say jacket? Sincerely, Doug Vaughn.
Oh, boy.
Doug Vaughn says Channel 4 is more of a powerhouse.
Well, the numbers don't back it up, but you can believe that as much as you want. They just don't back it up. I mean, they got a good guy writing for their website over here, this Brendan. What is your official title?
Hockey and baseball writer guy? I don't know.
For KMOV.com.
Yeah, and the Hockey STL, Baseball STL. They've got a couple of apps that they run. Very fine stuff over there, Frank.
Very good. Yeah. Oh, Chris K. Kim K. Ruined Chris Humphreys. Remember him?
I mean, right.
He wasn't going to be an NBA All-Star. But, they played a role. And Lamar Odom, gosh, what a mess he is. What's the latest?
I don't know how he's doing. I was just wondering that when you brought that up. I know he had a rough go, it seems like, almost a year ago at this time, but I don't know, it was a while ago. I'm not sure.
How does the jacket compare to Doug's Channel 4 ratings jacket? All right, had enough of that. All right, let's welcome to the program. He is the greatest wide receiver in St. Louis professional football history. In fact, only three wide receivers in history have more receiving yards than Isaac Bruce, who joins us now. Isaac, great to be with you. How are you, sir?
Hey, Frank, what's going on, man? Thanks for having me on your show, man.
Right off the bat, you're getting closer and closer to Canton, Ohio. I wanted to ask you, because we saw a video of a couple of the players that got in getting the knock on the door from David Baker, what do you do on that Saturday? Are you just in the hotel room waiting for the knock on the door?
Yeah, I was pretty much in the hotel room the whole day. They expect you to be in that room from 3:30 until you get the call or don't get the call. So, I mean, you normally find out at 5 p.m., and by the time they called me, it was 4:50. So I was getting ready to, you know, kind of celebrate. But, you know, right then they gave me the call and told me it didn't happen. So there we are.
Yeah, I imagine, you know, you being a great man of faith, and you know with your statistics, you're going to have to get in there. How about your reaction in the whole thing?
Well, you know what? I keep an attitude of joy, man. You know, like I said, I was more grateful than excited, you know, and my excitement was mostly towards Kurt's opportunity. He's been a finalist for the last three seasons, and for it to finally happen for him, I was really excited about it. But, you know, as for me, you know, I still have the opportunity, man, to be joyful because, you know, I went from being a semifinalist to a finalist to, like, number 11. So I almost made the cut. And just being excited about that, man, I mean, I'm grateful for even, you know, being in the room. They tell me once you're in the room, you're truly a candidate then.
What do you make of the Hall of Fame voters taking a lot of heat for not putting Terrell Owens in?
Well, if you ask me, just from a football standpoint, I mean, you're looking at what he achieved and what he did on the football field. If I was one of the voters, he would have got in last year. I mean, the guy was a phenomenal wide receiver. He made a difference for his team. Every team that he played for, he made a significant difference. And even to the day he retired, you know, he was still commanding a double team. So you add all of that up to what was happening on the football field with him. He's truly one of the best players that ever played a football game. Thanks.
Are you prepared to wait this out? I mean, I guess you don't have a choice, but sometimes they make even great wide receivers like yourself wait a little bit longer than most.
Well, one of my philosophies is that, you know, if you're willing to stand forever, you won't be waiting long. So that's my mindset right now. You know, I kind of just always brings me back to, you know, what was accomplished, you know, through me with my team, the Rams, the way that we played, the great offenses that I played on. And then personally, you know, everything that was accomplished, man, I sit back and I see 15,000 yards next to my name, 1,000 catches next to my name, 91 scores next to my name, you know, maybe 1.5 NFL records next to my name. Man, I'm kind of floored about. I'm floored from it, and you know, just it's really humbling for me. But just to see that, you know, I'm willing to stand forever.
We had your former coach on, Mike Martz, on the radio last week. I'm wondering, of all the people you had in your life, from a football perspective, is he the single most important football figure in your life?
Well, you know what? He definitely played a significant part in it. I mean, you know, from the first day I stepped on the campus that we had out in Los Angeles, he was there. And then from there, he was my position coach for, you know, statistically two of my greatest seasons. And just his influence as far as his knowledge of the game, being able to call plays, being able to coach every position on an offense, you know, I think the guy was truly innovative. And, you know, you, when you talk about Canton, you know, you see all the coaches who have their names possibly enshrined in Canton or who could have them. I think Coach Marks is definitely one of those guys, man, because he was just great at what he did. And he changed the game. What you see now is definitely painted with Coach Marks and Coach Coryell's paintbrush.
Give our listening audience a little idea about the confidence and the bravado that he inspired. I mean, what kinds of things would he say to a team midweek and right before a game?
Well, Frank, you may hear this, you know, just in passing or, you know, just in casual conversation with people, but there was truly no ifs, ands, or buts with Coach Martz. And, you know, when you have a guy like that, you have a guy willing to practice plays that other people call crazy, and then even more crazier, you call them in a game. I mean, you have to respect a person like that. I mean, he was the same person in a locker room when he was speaking to us as he was when he was doing an interview for you. So, you know, he was authentic, and he just believed in his system, and he was willing to call plays that we practiced. So that's my biggest thing for Coach Martz, man. You know, he didn't waste time. He didn't waste practice. And if you practiced it, you were gonna run it in the game, and I had to respect that.
After Kurt got the news, did you guys have a phone conversation? Did you embrace in person? Tell me about your connection with Kurt after he got his news.
Well, you know what? I was already vetted on what the process would be. If you know, if they knock on your door at 5:30, be prepared for just all the playbook goes out the window, because I mean, you're going to be, you know, lambasted with media, friends, family, everything. But you know what? Kurt did take the time to shoot me a text. We texted each other for a while there, especially when I saw him on the stage and got introduced. We had that moment. And, you know, I'm just hoping for an invite. Maybe he invites me to Canton to cheer him on.
At his best, what was it like catching balls from him? How deadly accurate was he, Isaac?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I think his accuracy is what made Kurt what he was. I mean, I think it was developed. Who knows? It may have started in the Arena League, He was very highly competitive, but once he got on the national stage, once he got to a NFL to the highest level of football, you know, none of that stuff diminished, but only increased. I mean, his ability to fit balls into small windows, to see plays happen before they happen, you know, it's a credit to who he is.
What did you think of the Super Bowl? Did you get a chance to watch it closely, or were you busy traveling back?
I watched the bowl. I thought it was one of the better games. I mean, there probably were a couple things that Atlanta probably would do differently. But, you know, it comes a point where you have to say about Tom Brady, you know, he's the best that's ever played. You know, I came from an era where there were a lot of great quarterbacks and guys who did a lot of great things statistically. But when you go out and you do what he's doing at the age of 39, winning championships, leading teams, and you got to realize this, he took a beating in that game. Normally, when Tom Brady is turned into a football player and not just a facilitator, you know, he'll eat you up. But yeah, I saw this guy take some massive shots. He got sacked, he got hit, he got drove into the ground, came back, won a football game. So, you know, I gained a new level of respect for Tom Brady.
Were there some similarities at all between your second Super Bowl against the Patriots with the way you guys did not run it enough, possibly early, as opposed to what the Falcons did of not running the ball more when they should have?
You know what? Some similarities are there. You know, you're talking to a wide receiver, and I'm a big proponent of the running game. You have to have a running game. It makes everybody's job a whole lot easier, from the offensive coordinator to your kickoff team. It makes everybody's job a lot easier. You rest your defense, and when you can run a football well, effectively, great things are going to happen. Now, I think some defenses, what they do is try to take away what you do best, and I think the Patriots were good at accomplishing that. Now, the thing is, are you willing to do, you know, what can make you successful? Are you willing to run it? And Atlanta just wasn't really willing to run it, and it didn't happen for him.
Tell our listening audience how you are spending your life now, Isaac.
Oh, man, I do youth ministry at my church down here in South Florida. Right now I'm currently having a midday brunch with three of my sisters. And you know, I'm married. I got two daughters, 1-7, 1-1. And, man, they keep me pretty busy. And, you know, life is good for me.
So you're preaching the gospel to young kids in your area?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Very good. All right, before we let you go, some quick questions. You can't hedge on any of these. Here we go. The one defensive back who gave you the toughest time?
Nias Williams.
Warner or Brady to throw you one ball?
Oh, man, home cooking, man. Warner.
How many times in your career did you ever yell at Kurt in a huddle for not getting you the ball?
One time, but it wasn't getting me the ball. It was getting Oz the football.
What'd you tell him?
I told him put the ball in his freaking chest, and that was in the NFC Championship game. And you know, I thought he was missing just a little bit or a little bit late, but I told him to get the ball in his freaking chest, and then, you know, that was it. We squashed it after that.
Speaking of NFC Championship game, the best moment in your career was not the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl, was it?
Not at all. It was Ricky Pro's catch to put me in the Super Bowl the week before versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You played at what weight, and what weight are you right now?
At my highest, I was 190. I come in from training camp about 190, and right now I'm about 187.
If you trained for a month and played one game in the NFL, what would your stats look like if you had Mike Martz as your offensive coordinator?
I'd probably say I'd have a 7-catch game with about 85 yards, one touchdown, and about 25 of that would be yards after the catch.
You are 44 years old now. You know that.
44 years young.
All right, very good. If there were no football in this world, you would have done what?
Real estate mogul. Definitely. NBA owner.
All right. When you do get in, who would be the perfect person to present Isaac Bruce?
Tony Wiley, Mike Martz, Samuel Bruce. That's my older brother.
All right. You're starting a team. You can't choose yourself. What two wide receivers in football history would you choose?
definitely Mark Duper. And the second would be I'd take Jerry Rice.
Very nice. And finally, describe what it was like on a Sunday afternoon going to the Dome at the height of the greatest show on turf.
You know what? It's like that moment right before, you pack all your presents for Christmas. You've placed up the menorah. You've lit the candles, and you put your kids around the candle, the menorah, and you start to tell them the true meaning of Christmas, and you put the focus on Christ. And then you get an opportunity to open the presents that you've packed for them. And you just see the smiles on their faces, knowing that they're safe, knowing that nothing can come in and harm them, and knowing that the best is yet to come. So that was my days headed to the Dome every Sunday during that era.
Great answer. Awesome to hear your voice. I can't wait to talk to you the day after you make it into the Hall of Fame, and hopefully it's going to be next year. Thank you so much, Isaac.
It won't be long. It won't be long. Thank you, sir.
All right, Isaac Bruce joining us on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Wow, is he fun. You know, he was not as chatty during his career, like many, as he was afterwards.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, but I mean, he was never like a reluctant talker. He was just sometimes reserved. Torrey was the ebullient guy. I mean, Fridays was when Torrey talked, and everybody loved it because he always was just, you know, the life of the party, so... All right, let's see. Now, Brent Musburger is going to join us at 11 o'clock today. We're excited about that. Before we go to break, I do want to tell you about the Bomarito Automotive family. If you're looking for a car, why not go to this great St. Louis business? 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations, and they do a little bit of everything to help St. Louis. You know what about their great sponsorship of prep coverage around the area? But how about what they're doing at Gateway Motorsports Park? It's going to be the Bomarito 500. They're going to sponsor the big Indy car race in August at Gateway Motorsports Park. If you're looking for a car, though, go to bomarito.com, search through their extensive inventory of new cars and pre-owned cars. We'll take a short time out, some texts when we come back, 855-282-8255.